And I'm segueing into the show. Don't worry. Don't worry at all. Because this is leading up to something. Okay? I am going somewhere with this. So do not worry at all. So, because of these different circumstances that was happening around me and within me, I took it personal. See, I told you I was segueing my way into the topic of tonight. I took it very personal. I was taking everything that was happening around me and within me very personal. Now, the latter part of this, where I'm telling you that, look, even within myself, I was taking it personal. And you might say to yourself, that sounds nuts. That sounds absolutely crazy, man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What am I talking about? I'm talking, man, that my own thoughts, my situations, my environment, people in my life, and even the media, I took it all personal. And it created so much doubt in my mind. It had me really acting out foolishly. I became very foolish. I became a victim of all of this that was going on. And I lost a bunch of sight of what my values were and where my heart really truly was supposed to be set on and directed on. It really screwed me up a lot. And I'm not proud of that. I'm happy for it though, because along the way, along the journey, I snapped out of it. You know, I wasn't in it no more. You know, I got out of that whole little short phase. And I said, hold up. Why am I taking things so personal? Why is that Batman movie? Why so serious? I was being way too serious. You have to be serious, but you don't want to steal away your own joy. You don't want to become absent from all the fun, all the positive things of life, all the beauty of life. You do not want to do that. And that's what I did. I took myself all so serious. I took everything I seen. I took everything that everybody said, everybody's actions around me, even my own doggone actions, I took literally serious. Everything was literal. Nothing was figurative speech. Nothing was, okay, maybe that's just what it is and it has nothing to do with me. As spiritual beings, we have a task. We have a purpose. We have a mission here on this earth. We're put here for a reason as spiritual beings. And then once we get into this body of ours, once we assimilate, or at least we trying to assimilate or be like or fit in or be quote unquote normal in this society, in this reality. Once we do that, we forget that we are spiritual beings. We are free. We are free to just be. Okay? And whatever we was put inside of us, whatever our spirit is composed of, metaphorically speaking, but literal too. Literal. You know, whatever our spirit comes with, all the gifts, all the talents, all the revelations, all the things we supposed to come into transforming while we are here in this life, preparing for the next life, whatever we supposed to come into or transform into or transmute around us, it's for a reason. It's all for a reason. Okay? It is not to be here in this reality, be here on this earth, be here in this body, and get things totally twisted. We are not supposed to twist or empty out the pure essence of our spiritual nature to fall victim to everything happening around us. That's how we lose ourselves. Okay? You want to know how you lose yourself? That's exactly how you lose yourself. When you take everything in this reality, including your own thoughts, the people around you, the environment, things happening in the media, when you do that, you start losing yourself. You think you got it all figured out. You think you headed in the right direction, but you separate yourself further and further away from your spiritual side, from what the ultimate power of this universe has put you on earth to do. You really screw it up bigger than what you think. You mess up, man. Okay, so you open the door to all these assumptions, these false emotions, these untested opinions, and then you instantly react to camouflage yourself from being spotted out for who you truly are. You want to fit in so much. Sometimes you don't even know that you trying to assimilate so much or fit in so much or be quote-unquote normal that you allow yourself to trip up so easily, and then before you know it, you're fool. You're fool to this world. Instead of just being what you was put on this earth from the time you was formed as a spirit, as an energy being, and assigned a body to grow into. And that body literally grow too, in the human years and the age of this world. Hey, we gotta stop doing that, man. And like, things is terrible. When I jumped on air today, usually I write a full blog ahead of time before I get on air and start yapping, you know, yapping my mouth. But I didn't. I didn't know what direction this podcast was going to go into, you know, this broadcast. I didn't know what direction it was going into. But let's get into some of the material very quickly about taking things so personal. We got to stop doing it. Proverbs 14 and 17 says, "He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly." And then there's a quote by Noemi Rapace. That quote says, "If I don't see myself as a victim, then I'm not a victim." We take ourselves so serious. We take everything around us so serious. We become offended once we are striving to be so quote-unquote normal, we get offended so easily because we develop these things that we think we believe in, we think we value, but don't truly value. We just going along with the party. And we fall trapped to a victim mentality. And before you know it, it's manifesting in everything. This thing that's going along right now, this whole hashtag me too, whole hashtag time's up. Good cause. Don't get me wrong. It started off as a good cause. It's supposed to be a good thing. But it has gotten so bad that we taking on this energy of victim mentality. And it's I'm sorry to tell you people, but it's not good. It's not good for us as a person, as an individual. Maybe as a whole, okay, you know, it brings awareness to things. It help us to, you know, really look at things in a different light and say, well, you know, I never thought about it in that way, you know, maybe. But there's an extreme end of everything. Everything has its lightness, where, okay, and then it has its middle ground where there's some type of neutrality, and then it has this extremist type of energy that it can deliver into the masses. And before you know it, this thing is really jacking up a lot of people. People who is starting to think that having a victim mentality is the way to go, and that you should just assert yourself or open yourself to be a victim and helpless and be offended by everything. But hey, it's not the way to go. I'm here to tell you that. That's not what you want to do, my friends. Okay? And it has gotten so bad that I went on Brainy Quotes today. And normally I can find like some good stuff related to whatever I want to write about. And I was looking for victim mentality, quotes on victim mentality. And all of a sudden, all of these these different quotes that doesn't sway you from having a victim mentality, it sways you more into having this mindset of being a victim is okay. Be a victim, okay? No, my friends. No, we are not to be foolish. We are not to fool ourselves. I'm just going to point out some. Like, there's right away on the first page of Brainy Quotes. We must take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. And then there is a quote by Maya Angelou. It says, a wise woman wishes to be no one's enemy. A wise woman refuses to be anyone's victim. I get that totally, but come on now. I was looking for something that was going to help with moving ourselves from a victim mentality so that we may be empowered, not this whole accepting of being a victim. And then here's another one. The hacker mindset doesn't actually see what happens on the other side to the victim. Dude, come on now. Then even T.D. Jakes, he says, I think the first step is to understand that forgiveness does not exonerate the perpetrator. Forgiveness liberates the victim. It is a gift to give yourselves. TD, man, I don't agree. This sounds good. Yeah, we forgive. All right? Liberating the victim? I don't want to be known as a victim, even if there are some things that truly and honestly happened to me. You know, don't label me as a victim, okay? Because if I'm going around being a victim, I'm being easily offended by everything. I'm blaming people. Instead of taking the time out and actually research this stuff, actually get to the meats and potatoes of this stuff, and really make an honest opinion or tested opinion or have facts or have some logic to continue to help me to move forward in my journey. Not to be in prison, man. I don't want to be feeling like I'm a prisoner. And or feeling like that the world has damned me. No, not at all. I mean, and let's jump to the mainstream real quickly. Okay? It's being promoted so much, man. This whole being able to become empowered to feel like a victim, okay? I mean, to be easily offended, okay? It's okay now to be easily offended by everything because of what's happening in our culture right now. Trevor Noah, okay? He said, I don't know how to break this to you, but I think the president might be racist. He was, of course, talking about just the latest example from our president who referred to Haiti, El Salvador, and other countries as shithole countries. Now, I didn't hear everything that the president said, but, dude, he could have been talking about anything, for all we know. As much as I disagree with a lot of things, okay, but I can't sit up here and say, like, okay, he said that in a racist way. And, dude, it doesn't stop there. I mean, you know, we got a lot of people just thinking everything is about racism. Everything is attack on the Me Too. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on. So much crap, and it's getting crazy, man. It's making everybody have this energy of victim mentality. Okay, here's another one. And I got this one from The Guardian. It says, according to a 2010 poll conducted by the Daily Mail, 45% of over the age of 55s, they said they personally are offended by instances of swearing on television last year, which was a 2016 study also by UFCOM, found that older people had a low tolerance for swearing, and some wanted it banned it completely. Are you freaking serious? No, are you fucking serious? Come on now. So we want to ban people's right to be able to swear because a few people are offended? 45%. All right, it ain't no telling how many other people disagree. And then from CNN, we having people like Matt Damon, who, you know, in his weighing in on sexual harassment, he's apologizing. He's apologizing and say he needs to take a back seat and close his mouth for a while. Which, okay, I can totally understand why you will want to take a back seat. But, dude, what country do you live in, my friend? Okay? Where you have to apologize for every single thing you say. You have to apologize for everything nowadays. You are offending somebody. Everybody's so doggone squishy. And then, you know, here's from the Washington Post talking about the Me Too movement at a dangerous tipping point. And with the whole thing of, it was a January 13th article about an anonymous woman who dated with comedian Asia Suryo. And, dude, but anyways, it just, the piece goes on to talk about, you know, how, you know, we might want to reexamine our sexual ethics so that we can properly distinguish criminal acts from merely unattractive or immoral behavior. Because if we don't, the Me Too movement would find itself. in a dangerous overreach, which I think already it's reaching, man. There's a lot of overreach right now. Because, like I said, it is this energy that destroys us as spiritual beings. If we are with this energy, if we are not looking to be above all the things that could offend us, if we're not willing to live above it, take the high road and keep it moving, and think about ourselves and what we truly believe and how we really feel, and just go with that so that we can stay on our purpose, stay on our journey, and go to place where we need to go. I'm telling you, we're going to fall quick. Okay? We're going to be so cupcake that everything is going to feel like it's bothering us. We're going to destroy ourselves. We're going to let all of our thoughts be bombarded with, dude, I don't like that. I don't like that. Why did you say that? Why are you doing that? Some of this stuff has nothing to do with us. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Above all, refuse to be a victim, man. Take a more introspective approach to the things that can anger you so easily. Because that's what's happened. You creating anger within yourself. Start shifting from these things, even just in your everyday, day-to-day life. And start redirecting them on values that you truly love. Values that's going to strengthen you. That's going to help you to advance yourself. You want to show up in life and be active. You don't want to be taken out of life and left behind because you are at an idol or you keep revisiting the past. We live moment to moment. We should, because our own reality is now. We need to develop a willingness to be open, not so serious and closed because of things that's happening around us and all this energy that we are observing, and we feel like, oh shoot, I'm going to be offended today. I'm going to be a victim today. No, you will not. You are going to drop these ropes of problems and stop tug-of-warring with this bullshit. Start moving your hands and feet and let's go. Live in the spirit, be of the spirit, and not so much of a mind that's easily persuaded. That's all I have for you. Many blessings, peace, and lots of love, and I'm checking out of here, man.